following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, good morning, Refuge family, or good afternoon. It is noon, so you're watching the Refuge Daily today, coming to you again on a Tuesday inside the children's ministry. And want to remind you that this upcoming weekend, Friday, we have a family camp coming up, and so you can sign up for that family camp. You just go to thousandpines.com. We took a couple families up a few weeks ago. It was a great time for them as a family, and we would love to see you guys there this weekend up at Thousand Pines. It's only about an hour and a half away from the church, and it's just a great time to get away into the mountains. So just a reminder for you on that. And remember, on Tuesdays, we talk just about Christian living and what it means to live as a Christian. And the things that we've talked about have been, what does it mean to be a Christian during these times? The difference between just doing things and actually being somebody who is filled with the very light of God, and that's the light of his love and the light of his wisdom and the light of his love, as the scripture would say. And so anyway, that's what we do on Tuesdays. And here we are in the children's ministry room getting ready to put together some of our online videos, which happen September 6th. So make sure if you are a parent or you know parents, tell them Refuge is doing something on September 6th, which is going to be designed for the kids and the families together. And we are going to go over the same concepts of what does it mean to be a Christian, but we're going to do that by diving deep into scripture and teaching kids spiritual foundation. So we're going to talk about the nature of God, the nature of his spirit, who Christ is. We're going to talk about the Trinity. We're even going to talk about big words like the big word propitiation. We actually have a lesson on that for the kids and give kids a proper understanding about what the scriptures teach us about how to live rightly, righteously, and spiritually. So anyway, be looking forward to that. That's going to be designed for moms and dads and kids to all do together. All right, so I'm digging in my Bible this week, and I am looking through a lot of just different passages and, you know, kind of doing some studying and some framing out some different concepts. Was just doing a study on the word light in the Bible. And if you haven't done a study on the word light and how often scripture talks about light, I would really encourage you to do so. Sometimes we think about it, oh yeah, God is the light of life. Or Jesus says, you know, I am the light of the world, or he'll say, you are salt and light. And we become familiar with those phrases, but have you ever actually done a full Bible study on the word light? I would encourage you to do that. We're not going to do a full Bible study on that here today, because we don't have time for it, because it is so exhaustive, because light is used everywhere in the Bible, along with water, trees, and fruit, to explain the spiritual things that God wants to communicate to us. Light, water, trees, and fruit. And that's what we use here in the kids' ministry. But I was searching my Bible, I was reading through scripture today, and as I was going through, I saw a highlighted passage here in my Bible, and I thought, hey, you know what? I'm going to talk about this today. And being a children's ministry director, and now the family pastor here at the church, and having put together children's and youth programs for the better part of a decade, this passage comes up often. I've trained people on this passage. I've taught people on this passage. And I thought, you know what? We should take some time to look at this passage and think about how it applies to us. And it is Mark chapter 10, and we're looking at verses 13, and we're going to look through verses 16. And this is a classic passage if you're involved in children's ministry, which it's always referred to and talked about. But it's something that even if you aren't involved in a kids ministry or you don't have children in your life, I think you need to take a look at this passage and consider what it says, knowing that all of scripture, not just sections of scripture, all of scripture is here to train us as to how to live righteously and how to become more Christ-like in all of our actions, in the way that we think and in the things that we do. And we need not never forget that here in Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16, we see Jesus do something that really should be a part of every single one of our lives, right? And it's this. I'm going to start in verse 13. It says this: "Then they brought little children to him that he might teach, or that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, 'Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. Surely I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God is a little child, or like a little child, will by no means enter it.' And he took them up in his arms and he laid his hands on them and he blessed them." So let's break this down. This is the disciples. Here's the picture. The disciples are seeing children come towards Jesus. And Jesus says, bring them to me, bring them to me. And the disciples are rebuking the kids. No. Jesus is too important for you little children. He's too important for you little children. And Jesus, it says this, he was strongly displeased with the disciples. You know what? There was this popular pastor. Wrote many different types of books. Not going to mention his name, but he loves to write books about crazy aspects of love. And he did a video one time where he talked about at his church that children under the age of 12 years old were not allowed in the main sanctuary, because the main sanctuary, I mean, that's the real business of God. That's the real place where the work of the Lord happens, is in the main sanctuary. And children are not allowed into that main sanctuary because this is grown-up time. This is grown-up business. We get serious here, right? And then he talked about how when that took place, he had to repent of that as he grew in his understanding of really the Lord and the crazy love that God has for us, and how, you know what, we need to be welcoming to children. Actually, children are a gift from the Lord, as the Bible would teach us. It is through, you know, raising of children and raising of, like, or bringing those children up, taking them in our arms and teaching them how to live rightly, that we really get to reflect on our own mind and heart in the way that we do everything. I just had a friend today that posted a little video or a little message on Facebook, and he said he was teaching his daughter. And as he was teaching his daughter how to speak, there was a word that came out of her mouth, and it was not a proper word. It was a curse word that came out of her mouth. And he said that he had to do some reflecting because he had realized that prior to, you know, this age with her, he was maybe saying some words around the house that he shouldn't say. You see, children reflect who their parents are. And that's a hard thing for a parent to kind of take in and realize that, oh man, you know, a lot of where my kids are at is really a direct reflection as to how I've trained them and who I've trained them to be. And in that way, I think God has built in a great blessing for us. He has given us in this life a way for us to really reflect upon ourselves as we raise and we bring up children. And that's why children, it's so important to have that as a part of your life in some way, whether that's your own children, your grandchildren, or if you have children in some way around you. Remember that Jesus openly welcomed children and rebuked those who pushed children away. Jesus would take children up in his arms. He would lay hands on them and bless them, because there's something special about childhood and a way that a child thinks. And see, a way that a child thinks is that a child doesn't have the worries and the concerns of this life. They're very much in the moment. And I think that that is how God wants us to be with him. God wants us to be very much in the moment with him, fully experiencing and understanding that he is love, and his peace and his joy is freely given to all of his children. And that is who we are to be, people that are filled with his love and joy, that pour that out into other people. So that's kind of my encouragement for you today, and something to just kind of dwell on and think about is, as you go about your day-to-day life, if you find yourself in a position where you have kind of that, you know, sour face, that grumpy face, I don't really like children, keep them away from me, I'm too mature. Remember this, that C.S. Lewis, who was an incredible man of faith, he also fought in World War I and World War II, that men like that ended up writing children's books because they realized that the depth of life, just like what Jesus would say here, if you want to receive the kingdom of heaven, you just have to think about how simple it is. It is about the pure essence of who God is. That is his love, his joy, his peace, the light of his wisdom, the light of his goodness. It is the light of who God is that needs to fill our heart in all that we do. So my encouragement for you, again, is to make sure that if you have kids around you, spend some time with them. You know, observe them. See how they kind of interact with life, and maybe do some reflection between you and the Lord today and say, God, am I open to you? Do I approach you like a father who is ready to pick me up in his arms? Do I come to you expecting that you're going to comfort me and you're going to love me and you're going to care for me? Do I do that? Or do I just study you academically and look at your word, not as a love letter and a message to me, but something that's more like a legal document. And I want to approach it like a lawyer. Don't be that type of Christian. Jesus wants you to connect with him. Jesus wants you to come to him. He wants you to receive the kingdom of heaven as simply as a child would, which is just walk into the full love, peace, and joy of God, knowing that that is the very nature of who God is, and that is what he wants for you. All right, guys, I hope that you guys are still hanging tight during this season. Remember, as we go through the next 2 months, it's going to be a crazy season. It's already started up. It's a very politically driven season. There's a lot of slander going back and forth. There's a lot of darkness in the world. Don't give in to the darkness. Don't give in to the criticism. Remember, it's good to have a critical mind, but not a cynical heart. Jesus would also tell us that we need to be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves, right? As we go forward, may you always continue to have that innocent heart that's ready to approach Jesus openly. And when you see the things of the world and you see the things of darkness and you see bitterness and you see anger and you see gossip and you see slander, stay away from it. Say, no, I don't touch that. I don't go near to that. I need to draw closer to my Father who's in heaven. All right, Refuge, I love you. In the coming weeks, we are looking at possibly bringing some level of children's ministry back, and we will need to get some people to help out and volunteer for our children's ministry team as we reframe some things and we do a little bit of training and talk about the next step in children's ministry, which is going to be really exciting and really fun. All right, guys, I will talk to you later, and I hope you have a good day. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.